Welcome to the Do You Even Blog podcast. We conduct deep dive interviews with the world's most successful bloggers and online entrepreneurs, all in an effort to help you fight blog mediocrity and grow your blog into something meaningful, impactful, sustainable, and revenue producing. I'm Pete McPherson, Chief Weirdo and Head Curious Podcaster and Blogger at doyouevenblog.com and your host for today's episode.
Hello, blog boys and blog girls. Pete here. Today's episode is a little bit different. I do not have a world-class blogger that I'm interviewing. It is actually just me. I want to go through some details. This is going to be like half case study and half just strategies for running a blog-related giveaway to grow your email list. I said it's me. It's actually me and my seventh-month-old daughter, by the way, who has a bit of a cough, but is otherwise enjoying her cloth monkey that she's playing with. Yeah, so if you hear squeals of delight, that's what it is. Okay, so we are going to run through three things specifically. One, I'm going to share a little bit of why I think this is important and potentially a great strategy for growing your email list. What is a giveaway? Two, I want to share pre-launch tactics, strategies, that sort of thing. And then three, finally, I want to conclude with after you hit publish on the giveaway, it's going to run for like a week or two or whatever, some actionable stuff you can do to keep people on the list that sign up for one thing, and just also encourage further sharing and virality and that sort of thing. So don't want to waste any time. Let's dive into number one. What is a blog giveaway and why is it important? So not surprisingly, a giveaway is, well, you already know what a giveaway is, but in connection with your blog, it's giving away something that will attract new members of your target readership, your target market, in exchange for their email list. Usually, it could be on Facebook, so it might be in exchange for Facebook likes or something. I don't know. Email list is the way to go, though. So most of you have already heard of this strategy or tactic for growing your list. But I want to take it to another level. A bunch of people have this hang up of, oh, I would love to do this. I'd love to offer this product at $1,000. It would be huge. I could double my email list. But I have to spend the $1,000. It costs money, right? Well, not necessarily. And that's what I want to get at today. I found great success in offering up things that didn't cost a lot of money. Or I was able to barter slash pitch people to get discounts. Sometimes 100% off discounts to get a lot of this stuff for free. And I'm actually quite proud of this. That's my little girl coughing right here. So I gave away about $1,675, I think, dollars worth of blogging tools and resources for just under $400. Like I was able to work this out. And I think it can be done with other things that don't cost a lot of money. It could be your own products that you developed that just cost you like your time and energy. Or your time directly, like if you're a coach or a consultant, there are all sorts of things you can provide in a giveaway and still have success. It could even be something super small for $15 or $20 and still be effective. So let's explore that. Now let's move on to kind of part two. That's part one. Giveaways are a great way to build your email list. I'm sure you already know this, but there can be ways to do massively successful giveaways without spending a whole lot of time, money, or energy, or some combination of all three of those. Okay, part two. Let's talk about everything pre-launch, pre-hitting publish on the giveaway to start announcing to people, stuff you need to do. Number one, the prize itself. And there's a few characteristics that are pretty much mandatory. This might actually be the most important part of your giveaway is what you're giving away, right? A few characteristics. One, it needs to be super desirable to your target audience. Super valuable. Notice I didn't say costly. It doesn't necessarily need to cost a lot of cash, but it needs to be something they really, really want. This could be anything. You know your readers much better than I ever would. What do they really, really want? What do they already spend money on? It could be tools. It could be software products. It could be online courses. It could be anything. I don't know. What do they spend money on? What things would they really, really like, but they just haven't pulled the trigger on yet? That's the stuff you want. You want it to be a lot of value. I'm in the blogging niche. When I ran the Do You Even Blog giveaway, I had upwards of 7 or 8 online courses that I thought were really great, as well as five or six books, as well as a year subscription to Buffer and 3 months worth of ConvertKit, 3 months worth of Tailwind. Like, I had a bunch of stuff. It was about $1,600 retail price. That was a lot. That was enough to get people's attention. It needs to get attention. The prize should turn heads. It shouldn't be like, oh, that's kind of nice. That would be pretty cool. It needs to be like, oh, wow, that's awesome. I would love to have that. That is the first characteristic. Second, it can't be anything generic as to attract the wrong type of audience. You want people in your niche. You want your ideal target reader. You want more of them. So you can't give away like $1,000 cash or an iPad or a brand new laptop or something really generic that'll just attract anybody and everybody. You want people that are going to stay with you for the long term, to follow you for the long term. That's number two. So summing up, you need something really valuable. This might be the most important part of an effective giveaway. It has to be something delicious to your target audience. And two, it has to attract the right people. It has to actually attract people in your target audience. So that's huge bullet point number one. Huge bullet point number two, go ahead and schedule all your tweets, your pins, your LinkedIn, your Facebook shares. Go ahead and schedule all that stuff up front so you don't have to think about it come launch period. This is just a small tip. You probably already would have done this anyways, but write out the copywriting for your tweets and all your posts and schedule that using SmarterQ or Buffer or Meet Edgar or, you know, whatever you use. Do that all ahead of time. Next, tease it. Tease it on Twitter. Tease it to your email list actually before you release the URL for people to look at. So you want to build anticipation. And even more than that, you want to make dadgum sure that when you send out your first email of, hey, look, I just published a giveaway, please enter and share, blah, 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 you want as many people to open that email as possible. You want to kind of build this anticipation so when that day comes, you hit send or you publish it on Facebook or whatever, and people are like, oh, yes, okay, I was waiting for this. This is going to be really cool. Enter, share, etc. Another really important thing to do pre-launch is to get your legal terms and conditions document sorted out. This is a must. Like, people could actually sue you. I don't think this would ever happen, but you need to have all your bases covered here to cover any would-be legal issues. So I recommend, I think it's rocketlawyer.com. It's paid, but they give you like a free trial where you get like one document. So if you've not used them before, go there, sign up for a free trial. They have something, I linked to it in this episode, by the way, but you can go there, get the free document. That's your terms and conditions for your giveaway, and then cancel your free trial like before they charge you. And a little pro tip, you will actually be able to keep that document and update it if you decide to do further giveaways in the future. We just need to change the details. You can actually keep that document. So I think that's rocketlawyer.com. I'm not an affiliate, but I was able to work that out myself. So this next topic is going to be maybe a little controversial. I was able to barter down several of the items for my own giveaway, some of the prizes, because I had built up all these relationships through this podcast, through the interviews and such, and elsewhere, with other bloggers who create products around blogging. And so I reached out to them and I said, hey, I would love to have a 100% off coupon and I can help you out any way I can in exchange. I was just bartering. I landed on some sponsorships in exchange. I'm going to promote some of the different bloggers and course creators and product owners that were in my giveaway. I ended up giving them some sponsorships for a little barter. You can absolutely do this. You don't have to be in the blogging niche, by the way. I guarantee this works on almost everything. If you can locate the right type of companies and then put in a little bit of time and effort. So this is not easy. This is not going to be like, I'm going to give you an email template and you're going to cold email somebody and this is going to work. No, of course not. You guys are smarter than that. It is a long-term play and a long-term strategy. And by the way, you don't necessarily need this. I'm saying you could either pay full cash retail or choose different giveaway items, by the way. But for those who aren't interested, and I know some of you are, I know you want to get better at outreach and pitching stuff because you've told me, a long-term play. I built up these friendships and relationships, and I'm not even like taking advantage of them. I'm providing value in return. It's just a system of bartering rather than pitching, I think. But if you want to hear more about this, I'm not going to actually dive too deep on the podcast, because you can read it along with pictures and emails and the swipe file that I created just for you guys at doyouevenblog.com/blog-giveaway. I think that's my super secret SEO strategy for this blog post. Blog giveaway with a hyphen in there. You can go find all that good stuff. Okay, so that's pretty much it of the pre-launch phase. Just to sum up, yet again, make something that's really, really desirable for somebody who's directly in your target market, your target audience, your ideal reader, your avatar, whatever you want to call it. It has to be in that. Okay, let's move on. Actually, really quick, let me share some technical setup stuff. You can use a ton of different giveaway software to run your giveaways, by the way. There are a ton of them, and they're all super expensive. I'm so disappointed with these companies and the fact that there's not one simple alternative that is exactly what it needs to be. I think King Sumo comes the closest, and that gets my recommendation. That's who I use. I was actually, do I want to name drop? Yeah, okay, I'll name drop. I was using Interact because I have their highest thing, pay plan, I guess you could say. I was very disappointed in the giveaway software. And that's not really what they do. They're actually more of a quiz software, but I was using it for giveaways. I was very disappointed in that. Rafflecopter, I do not like whatsoever. I think their user experience is very clunky and it's just too daggum complicated. And they have a monthly subscription. Why should I pay a monthly subscription for something that I don't use every single month? And it makes zero sense to me. King Sumo is a one-time fee. It is expensive. Actually, you can get it for $100, $150. It was a little bit of a discount. It's like $200 retail. Totally worth it because it's not a subscription. You can use it for years over and over again. You can run multiple giveaways. And it's the silliest thing to set up. It's so simple and easy, in my opinion. So King Sumo, they get my vote for software. Okay, last important point on this. Whatever you do, your giveaway needs to have built-in virality. As in, when someone enters the contest, the sweepstakes, to win whatever it is, they need to be presented with an option to share it with their followers in exchange for more entries. So in King Sumo, you can actually customize this. I made it where people get, they enter the contest and they have one entry. If they shared it, they get 10 extra entries for each person that they refer. And they get like an extra 3 entries if they follow me on YouTube and Pinterest and Twitter and Facebook. Like, so I racked up, I don't know, in addition to the email subscribers, I have like 200 YouTube followers and 200 Facebook page likes. And I got several Twitter followers and all this other corollary stuff. Is that a word? Corollary? Corollary artery? I don't know. I got all these other benefits besides email subscribers. Whatever software you choose needs to have that embedded. Interact had a little bit of that. Rafflecopter does. King Sumo does. Pretty much all of them do, but it's still ridiculously important, in my eyes at least. Last but not least, on the technical setup stuff, keep the copywriting to a minimum. People don't click on the link when they see this on Twitter or your Facebook profile. They don't click on it to read anything. They're clicking to see what you're giving away. So keep the copywriting very, very short on the landing page. That's it. Okay, bloggers, so you have your giveaway item chosen. It's nice and delicious. It's going to attract the right sort of people. You have your landing page set up on WordPress via King Sumo or your Rafflecopter page set up, etc., whatever. You're ready to go. What do you do? There are two bad things. Ready? One, you could have all these new email subscribers entering your giveaway and not contact them at all. That would be terrible. Two, you could have all these new people subscribing to your email list through the giveaway and then just send them an email saying, hey, you didn't win. Or send your entire list an email saying, hey, congratulations to Pete for winning the giveaway. Sorry to the rest of you. Here's my latest blog post. Okay, that's terrible. You're going to get a lot of unsubscribers. Actually, you're going to get a lot of unsubscribers anyway. If you do this, by the way, just be forewarned. But you're going to get an extra amount of unsubscribers if you do that. Your main goal is to warm these new subscribers up to you as a blogger and brand or business or whatever you are. You want to warm them up. You want to take them from cold, unengaged people who just want the giveaway. They're not signing up for your email list either, by the way. Usually they're just signing up for the giveaway, and you want to convert them. I should plug ConvertKit here. You should convert them into being fans and followers and people who want to keep opening your emails even after the giveaway is gone. That is your main goal. And there are a few different ways I think you could go about doing this. One, add extra items to the giveaway during the campaign. I did this a little bit on accident, but a little bit on purpose. About 3 or 4 days after I launched the giveaway, I'd already promoted it. I'd already gained like 200, 300, maybe 100, 200 email subscribers at this point. I added more stuff to the giveaway. Some of it was intentional, like I said, and some just kind of came to me by accident. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I'll add this on there. And that was a perfect excuse to email everybody, old subscribers and new subscribers alike, and tell them about it. Say, hey, more stuff added to the giveaway. And one, that keeps them engaged. It kind of warms them up to you a little bit. You get to talk to them more. You get to share your voice, your personality, your brand with them again. And it's adding more value to their lives. They're super interested. They're ready to see about this contest you're running, this giveaway. They're going to open that email. That's number one. Number two, give away something to non-winners. Ideally, this should be something scalable, right? You shouldn't just give away the main prize to everyone who enters. No, it needs to be something. It could be something small, very cheap, something scalable, something out of the ordinary that would encourage people to stick around and, you know, hopefully stay on your email list longer. Something for non-winners. One last thing on this note is that I segmented my email list based on the new subscribers and the old subscribers because I didn't want to hit all the new subscribers with my normal weekly newsletter, right? So they didn't opt into my email list. They opted into the giveaway. So I didn't want them the next day to be bombarded with, hey, here's my latest podcast episode with so-and-so. That would just offend them, right? They're like, wait, what did I sign up for? I just wanted the giveaway prize. I want a little ramp-up period, a warm-up period to kind of get them attuned to who I am, what I do, what I teach, what my brand is, what my business is. So hopefully at the end of the day, after the campaign is over, the giveaway winner has been announced, they stick around. Again, that's our main goal, remember? Again, if you actually want to see all these emails in a further breakdown, you can go check out doyouevenblog.com/blog-giveaway. You can go check all that stuff out there. Other than all that stuff that I just mentioned, you really just want to promote the heck out of your giveaway. Of course, you need to sound excited. Be excited. It's fun. It's a giveaway. So promote it on social media. Of course, email it to your email list. Follow back up with all the new subscribers throughout the week, telling them you added more stuff. Maybe even drop in your latest episode or blog post or whatever, just as a footnote, like, hey, this is what you're signing up for after the giveaway is over. And then announce the winner and then provide something for everybody in return for even just entering, right? Have some sort of secondary prize, some discount, some freebie. It could be like one of your highest performing content upgrades even, for everybody that entered, not just the winner. I think that's very, very important. A few other things to just kind of sum up what might make an excellent giveaway. Any incentive you have to get people to share the giveaway, the better, right? So you can actually offer a prize to the person with the most referrals. Again, King Sumo, Rafflecopter, they should all show you how many entries each contestant has, like people that have shared with all their followers or whatnot. I'll give a shout out to Jeff from Dollar Sprout and Breaking the 1%. He had over 1,500 entries into my own giveaway. He didn't win, God bless him, but he had the most entries. And so I'm going to send him a Do You Even Blog t-shirt. Just as like a little fun thing, a little thank you. This could be something awesome to encourage people to share, right? Offer up some first, second, and third place prizes for the most referrals. I think that's an excellent way to get people to share. Another thing you can do is actually inform the product owners, the companies that make whatever you're giving away, inform them of the giveaway Hopefully they approve, by the way. Maybe you should ask permission. I don't know. And hopefully they'll share it as well. So I definitely made a note of all the bloggers whose courses and resources I took for this giveaway. And yeah, I made sure to tag them in some of my tweets and let them know the giveaway was running, and hopefully they will share it. That's another good tip. Last but not least, let me conclude. I'll maybe do a quick summary, but I'll conclude with this. Fairly choose a winner and deliver what you promised. So King Simo, again, makes this really easy. They just calculate it for you. You don't have to do the math, but it's important that you follow through. It's important that you announce the actual winner to your entire email list, substantiate it, right? You need to be honest and transparent. You can actually use, I think you can just Google random number generator if you just need a random number, if you're like using Excel or something. Random name picker, you can actually just upload a list of your contestants. It'll choose it. Or if you're using software, again, it'll probably do it for you. So let me sum up. Giveaways can be an excellent way to grow your email list, especially if you can really take hold of two things. One, have a kick butt product. Seriously, something that your target audience would really, really like to have. That's one. And then two, take the giveaway period to just ramp up your new subscribers into being subscribers. Like the new contestants that are coming in from the giveaway, warm them up to you, your brand. You have to be very careful about that, else they all will leave. And it's just good form, right? Just warm them up. Don't bombard them with 10 emails the week of your normal newsletter, which they didn't really sign up for. Just be human. Just warm them up as best you can. Tease the product out. Add more stuff during the giveaway. I think you can actually have success with this. If you want to know more, I've said this twice already, doyouevenblog.com/blog-giveaway. You can find this post. You can see I have my swipe file available for download, like all the emails that I sent to product owners trying to barter for their courses and tools, as well as screenshots of the Facebook ads campaign and, you know, this whole write-up. So I encourage you to go check it out. If you have any questions on giveaways, Google it, for one. And then two, you're welcome to email me or tweet at me at doyouevenblog, pete@doyouevenblog.com. That's it. That's all I got. Let's go get some email subscribers, folks. It really wasn't that hard. It really didn't cost me that much in relation to what I got in return. And yeah, I'm thrilled with my own results. I know this is possible for other people as well. Good luck. Let me know if you need anything. Email me, and I will see you next time on Do You Even Blog?